In this special mini-series, we're helping you to get ready for a calm Christmas alongside your canine, so there can be less woofs and more wags this festive season. Join Linda next for today's quick tip to create your own sense of calm during the chaos of Christmas.
Hi there, and welcome back to the 12 Days of Stressmas. My message today for you humans is a short and sweet one. Nobody loves a martyr. Think about it. When you go to see someone, if they do all the work and whenever you offer, they say, oh, don't worry, I've got it in hand, and you see them turning grayer and grayer as they get overexhausted with all the work, how do you feel? A little bit guilty. And that's as much the fault of the host who won't share as it is the guest who won't insist on doing something. You want to think of Christmas this year as a teamwork exercise, not room service or martyrdom. Okay? So today's tip is about sharing the load over Christmas. You'll have so much more fun if you all feel equal, that you've all contributed to the festive activities and to the time that you're together. Now, you can do this in the planning, you know, when I talked to you about planning in the last tip, by asking each person to bring something, like somebody brings the nuts or the dried fruits or a Christmas cake or whatever. But there's no need for that. You can share the load while you're all together, too. Whatever you're comfortable with, the point is to share. The other point is to make sure that what you ask for is specific. Because if I'm a guest and someone says, and I ask to help, and someone says to me, yeah, sure, can you sort of tidy up? Well, where? How much? When? You know, it's not clear. What if you said, could you lay the table today at 12 because we're going to eat at 12:30? Okay, there are 8 of us today, whatever. So make sure your requests are specific. Now, let's make this fun. Let's not make it a sort of effortful Christmas. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you're the host, I suggest you do this. If you're the guest, I suggest you suggest to the host that he or she does this. As each guest arrives, they will be greeted by the host or hostess or whatever the host person, we would probably say now, with a hat. A hat turned upside down, full of pieces of paper. Each piece of paper has on it a specific job that needs doing over the Christmas holidays. Unload the dishwasher after supper. Set the lunch table. Pick up all the wrapping paper after people have opened their gifts. Keep the fire lighted in the evenings. Doesn't matter. But all the jobs that you can imagine going through during the time that everybody's together. And let each person draw from the hat one job. So all together, everybody's having fun because it was a kind of surprise. And they felt they had some kind of contribution that wasn't imposed on them because they just pulled out a piece of paper. But also means nobody's too tired. So what is my just one thing today? Get out your hat.